Pick up on Rashi in the Ham and Olive, about 9 lines from the bottom. So the Mor says that the Nosan follows the Numdana. So therefore, it makes sense that he would pass on like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, even though there's no indication in the Shtar itself that the Tosefos is only starting from Shas Nesuin. But that's the Numdana. That's how we would assume he would want. So we have a right to, as it were, almost ignore the language of the Shtar and use our power of assumption to decide how to apply it. Where do you see Amin Adas? How we estimate it. B'davar Shenu Mefurish, it's something which is not a clear indication. Amin Bezdin. The Bezdin can then make an evaluation. Most people, that's what they mean. So over here, applying it over here, he didn't write the he's adding on his own. We can assume he only meant that because of the fact that they have the chiba being living together. So in the case of a masukin, Mesechtas Gittin, a Mefarish, Vayotze B'Shiyoros, it gives the two examples. A person is going out to Yam, he's going being Mefarish, he's going out from leaving from the Yabasha to the Yam, or he's going out into a Shiyoro, he's going out into a caravan. Varmer Kisru Get Leishti, he says, write a get for my wife. Avi Shalarma Tanu, he didn't say give it. So Rav Shimon Shazuri says, Re'el Yitnu will be Yitnu. That he is allowed to write it and give it. The machmas tirdosoi shu bohol al nafshoi. He was distracted. He's worried about the dangers of the trip, so that's why he was distracted, and that's why lehispik ligmar devarov. He didn't have enough time. Literally, the hispik be time. He had the moment, but as he's leaving, he's saying, write together, give it to, you know, he didn't say give it to my wife. We assume that's what he meant. And we assume that he meant write it and give it. Okay, so that's the Tanakam. Rishiman Shazuri Armor Afa Masukan Hagoy says, Rishiman says applies to a case of Masukan, a person who's in his life is he's ill. We take the estimation. The meaning loyamer kisru el shiitnu. Even though he just said kisru, he did not make them shluchim to give it. We have to assume he only said to write it because he wanted them to give it as well. He doesn't mean to make a joke. You know, hey, listen, lady, be careful. I have a get in my hands. That's not what he means. He means he wants to give it. Okay, so that's what's relevant for our gemara. But the gemara brings the full statement. That the law of Kirshim is over by the case of Kirshim, in the case of Shumas, Maisa Sheltamai. So what's Shumas Maisa Sheltamai? Mishnah Ibn Mesethas Demai. Shumas Maisa Sheltamai. So we had Demai, which is Tavua from an Amor, which the law is you must remove Maiser, and then from the Maiser you remove Shumas Maiser. And then the Shumas Maiser fell back into the mixture, into the pile of produce. And now you can't eat any of the chulin. A non-kayan cannot eat any of the chulin because now it has truma mixed into it. So what can you do with it? Say if there's 100 times more chulin than there is of the truma, so it's bottle. If you don't have that, only a kayan can eat it. So you still would have to take it and sell it to a kayan, who then the kohen would have to eat it with all the halachas of truma. So the kohen A gets truma for free. B, when he's tamei, everything that happened to him, it's a problematic. So nobody's paying any big money for it. So he's going to take a tremendous loss on this grain. So Shimon Hazuri Omer loss. He'll take a loss on this. If he sells it to a kohen, he's not going to sell it at value. He has to sell it at a much undervalue. Okay, so Shimon says, "Zomer af bechol shel olam oritz." So, not only so Tanakama says that you can ask the Moritz in Shabbos, and believe what he says. If he says he was mafresh meiser already, so he's believed. Why the more? So the chacham say why? Because Amos Shabbos ala maratzi. They would not lie on Shabbos. So you see, from the Rishonim, etc., they come out, didn't talk on Shabbos. They had such a part. They said such an awe of Shabbos, they almost wouldn't talk. And if they would say something, it was only the Amos. But the weekdays, you can't. Shem Zuri says even Bechol Shelo Damoritz Shalaka Chaimenu Aperis Shalol. You can ask Damoritz which you bought the produce from. And if he says Erchlan Al Pivin, you can eat it based on what he says. Im Omar Hifrashi Ma'asurisav Kiroi Achlo Makartim Lecho. If he says that I took off the Meiser properly, and if I took off the Meiser, so what the Chacham who bought it from him was Mafresh a second time is nothing. So this Truma's Meiser is not Truma's Meiser, it's nothing. So there's no Isser over here. Because the Amoritz was Mafresh, the real Meiser, with its Truma's Meiser, by himself. So Samech Alav, he can rely on him. So why is that? The whole Mirabbanan who, since the whole Isser of Meiser is assuming of Demai, is only the Rabbanan. We hold Rabbi Miratzim Ma'asim Hem. So that which Mechuv to take me Mafresh Demai anyways, all the Rabbanan. And they said, for our purposes, we will accept the statement of the Amor. It's Mimakim said in a place where there's a loss. Ki Hacha Kishen L'Tzakana L'Aksu L'Hafresh. He cannot do it again. Elo L'Merkel L'Kahanim V'Demei Truma. He has to sell the whole mixture to the Kohen. So the Truma's part, you can't sell to the Kohen. You have to give it to the Kohen. But the remainder, if let's say for argument's sake, it fell into a pile which the ratio was 1 to 50. So it's not bottle. You need the shear as bittle for Truma is 1 to 100. It's 100 to 1. Right? So he takes the 50. Now he has 51 portions or whatever the number is, 51 pounds. He can sell 50 pounds worth of it to the Kohen at the going rate for Truma. The Hefsid Uloi, and that's a big loss. The reason why Mishum has always said Af Bechol, Mishum the Tani Hasim Milsach Riti, V'yesh Mechilik the B'Shal B'Sher Lo Baruch Lapi B'nei Oynik Shabbos, the Motzei Shabbos Lo Yerchal Ashi Yasser. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, says it's not because of Oynik Shabbos, it was derived from B'Shal, it's because of Nemonis, that the Amoratzim, Amos Shabbos Allah Amoritz, Oynik Shabbos, it's because Amos Shabbos Allah Amoritz. Okay. So we see the Nosson, by passing like Yishim Zazuri in regards to the case of the get, he relies on them. So therefore, when we have over here one of the two Rav and Rabbi Nosson saying we passing like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in our Mishnah based on an umdara, it's Rabbi Nosson. The Gemara says, so there's nothing more top line than the Gemara. Rav also basa umdana. Rav does not use umdana. Vayitmar. So man the shchimir na shekasa b'kinyan. So chachomer masakin, if a person is deathly ill, that he does not need a kinyan. If he says he wants item X to go to so and so, and he gives it Sivui how he would like to divide up his properties. So if we're going to start requiring kinyonim, and some things the kinyonim are not necessarily easy to do, etc., where he said, listen, you know, he said, listen, we'll try, you know, we can't make sure, but that might happen before you die. That's very dangerous for his mental health. He wants it to happen. He's going to get agitated. Getting agitated might endanger his life. So Chomer Masakin, that Divri Shchimera are Kiksuvin and Kimasur and Dom. When the Shchimera says something, it's equivalent of being given. Okay, now, so we documented the Matna Shchimera, and then we have documented in the Shtar, it says that they did a Kenyan. So now the question is, how do we look at that? Is that saying he doesn't want to use the vehicle of Matan Shchina? He would like to use the vehicle of Kinyan. With the strength, there's milas of Kinyanim, and there's the downside of, if the Kinyan wasn't done properly, or certain things you can't do Kinyanim on, etc. Or does he mean to add it above and beyond the advantages of Matan Shchina? He wants to also add the advantage of Kinyan.
Quick aside, you mentioned that there's things you can't do Kinyan, that Kinyan is not effective for.
For example, Chalipin, see, the Kinyan Siddur, you can't sell, you can't give coinage. Matbeis, do not work in Chalipin. So he says, you know, I have over here 1,000 coins, they should go to Beryl, and I said, I did a Kinyan Siddur out of it, now what's supposed to happen? So if he means he wanted to override Matan Shchina and use Kinyan, so he blew it. Right? If he meant above and beyond Matan Shchina, he would, which, but he wants to add a Kinyan Siddur as well, but not to override the Matan Shchina, so then that money would go to so
and
so.
And one more example besides coins, another item that
For Kinyan Siddur, it's very very limited. But he says he wanted to use a star, so star doesn't work for metal. And I mean, depending on what,
doesn't work for metal.
Right. So okay. Now so. The Bay Rav, Mishmei the Rav, Amri, Arkevei Atrei Rikshi. What he did was he made this, all of his, the process in which he's doing, stand on two supports, and two things that you ride on. Rashi points out that it's, you have the pasuk in the Megillah's Esther, Ahavach Rashtronim. So the rechesh was something that you would ride on. So it's riding on literally the archivist lashon of Merkava. He put it riding on two supports. So he's giving it the advantages of kinyanim above and beyond the advantages of matnas shemira. Not to detract from matnas shemira, but to add to it. So anything which will work based on the regular kinyanim, and if that has any advantages, we'll use that. Wherever you need matan shchina, you use that. Shmuel Omer, lo yadana my od idun bay. Shmuel says, I'm not sure how we're supposed to look at it. Okay, mercy like this. Bebe Rav, Mishrei the Rav Amri, Arkebet Trei Rikshi, Hareyu Kematnes Bori, Hareyu Kematnes Shchimira. It has the Dinah Matnes Shchimira and the Dinah Matnes Bori. So what are the advantages of Matnes Bori? As if he did it with, is he healthy? So Shchimira, the Gemara, the Loch is that Matnes Shchimira, if he survives the illness, the matana is bottle, because we have an umdana that he only meant to do it because he was on his deathbed. So if he survives, he didn't want to give away all of his property to other people. He liked to use it for himself. The person that matan is bori, he did a kinyan. So so that's the end of the conversation. Reikam on this bori. So tomorrow she the moment ain't yochel but. If he survived the illness and came back to himself, so he cannot retract. So that's an advantage of him out in this bori. Hareki out in the shchimira shimomer halvosi leploini halvosi leploini. So that being makna halvo, the right to collect a loan that he had. So in general, the ability to collect the loan. To transfer that is not. So if it's a loan which is a documented loan, it's a milva b'shtar. The Gemara says there's a process how to sell a milva b'shtar. A milva al peh. There's ikra din. There's no way to be mak the milva al peh. The chomer masakin. that there's a way to makdim milba al peh mirabonon through what's called maimed shloshtan. Maimed shloshtan is you get, if in the presence of the malva loiva and the purchaser, the malva tells the loiva, I'm giving over the rights to collect this loan to the purchaser, to the lekeach. So chamer misakin, that works, but it only works if you have maimed shloshtan. You have all three people, all three parties there. So otherwise, there's no way to mak the milval pet. Milval peh, it's a loan between Reuben and Shimon, owes Reuben money. That's it. There's no way to be marked it to Levi. So Levi comes and says, I bought it from Reuben. Shimon says, take a walk. I didn't borrow from you and have a good day. Shimon does not have to pay Levi. But not in the Shechimer, rather, in Masakan, that it works.
Is it inheritable?
Yes. If he says, I want to give that this loan which I have, this debt that I have to collect, I'm transferring it to so-and-so, it works. So he's giving it the advantages of Matnas Bori and of Matnas Shchimira. Shmuel Omer, Lo Yadana Ma'idun Bey. I'm not sure how to deal with it. Why? Shemar Lagomer Lahaknez El Bishtar. So we're choshish that what he meant to say is that he wanted to have a dinim of matnas bori, that it has to take effect through kinyanim, as opposed through dibri shchimira. Okay. Vein shtar lacher misa. So matnas shchimira takes effect At right at the moment. In other words, it's a form of dividing up his properties, which takes place because it only takes effect if he dies. So it takes effect through the process of dying. The problem is, if he meant that to be the shtar, he says, if I die, this happens. Well, if you write it through process of kinyanim don't work lacha misa. Main shtar lacha misa. So if he meant it to work with the regular rules of kinyanim, it's not going to work. If a person wants to give something through regular matana of kinyanim, dependent upon death, he has to say that it should take effect. Shoachas lifnei misasi, 1 hour before I die, this should be etc. So then we'll say, yeah, when he dies, we understand retroactively it took effect 1 hour before that, or he says me'achshav, or he says me'hayoyim, or he says of a certain date me'hayoyim im mati. From today, if I die, so it won't take the fact that he dies, but it just says that, just says im.
Who won't take the fact until
if he dies? Mehayoyim im mati. If he dies, it'll take effect from today. But matnas shchimira, the language is im mati. If I die, what?
It won't take effect unless he dies.
I'm not sure what you're saying. Okay. Vein shtar lacher misa. So
the fact for while he's still alive.
I don't know what you're saying.
It won't take effect for while he's still alive.
If it's a matnas bori, not a matnas shchimira, the person says, so the person would write mehayoyim im mati. If I die, it'll take effect from today. So when he dies, it takes effect retroactively from today. But the case, the matnas shchimira, the language is im mati, if I die. So im, with the language of im in halacha, doesn't mean from now, it means if and when. That's how im is used in halacha. So if and when is becoming problematic. Because it's if he dies, when he dies. Well, that the problem is when he dies, he can't be makdel anymore because he's dead. Okay? So the Mor says, so what do you see? The Rav says that's probably not what he wanted. I mean, even though the language is, we really have, Shmuel is right in a certain sense, we have a contradiction over here. He's writing the star, the language of Matnas Shchimira, you're right, we have a person who's so-and-so lying in his deathbed, so he's clearly saying the issue is the illness. And he says, and I did a Kenyan, so we don't know what to do with it. So Rav says, no, we assume he didn't, logic tells us he didn't want to undermine the advantages of either one, even though it's not clear from the document. So we're using the umdana to decide how to deal with it. So Rav does rely on umdana. So Rav Nosson does, and Rav does. So saying that in our Mishnah, that Rav Nosson is the one who passes like Rav Nosson ben Azariah, and not Rav, because Rav Nosson relies on umdanas, Rav also relies on umdanas. So we don't know whether Rav or Rav Nosson was the one who passed like Rav Nosson ben Azariah. Okay, so both Rav and Rav Nosson do follow umdana. So therefore, Manda Omar Shap Halacha Shaper. So the one who says we passing like Rav Nosson ben Azariah based on umdana, we understand. Now, but man the Omer ain't halacha. The one who said we don't pass like passing Rav Nosson ben Azariah, so that we have to explain why. Because Hachanami, umdan daitahu, we show me kruve daitahu. The Mora says that the issue is not, the umdan das is, he's giving him a matana. He's giving her above and beyond the regular chiyuv ksuba. So we're assuming, why would he want to do that? Because they're married. The Mora says, no, that's not the, what's, and that doesn't happen till the final step of marriage, don't happen till the nesuin. The Mora says, no. The Ayman Das says he's doing it because of the closeness that they feel. I mean, he married her, she did Erison with him. They're married. Why did he, because they felt close to each other. That's enough to say that he probably meant to be Mekai himself, the Tosefis ksuba. Erison is enough to say that there's Kirva Das, and that's enough for him to want to give it to her. Let's see the Gemara to two dots and go back to Rashi. So the more Yosef Rav Chanina, Rabbi Chanina Kara Kameder Rianai. Okay, that was his name. Mekamer Halacha Kirbi Halacha Ben Azariah. Amalei Puk Kari Kraach Libra. Go say your statements out to the streets. No, it's not true. You know, take your interesting thought processes and get it out of here. Okay. So Rabbi Yanni does not accept that opinion. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says, Halacha Kirbi Elozim Ben Azariah. Okay. So Rabbeinu was Rav. Halacha Kirbi Elozim Ben Azariah. Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kirbi Elozim Ben Azariah. Rabbi Nachman Dede Amar Ein Halacha Kirbi Elozim Ben Azariah. Rabbi Nachman says, no. But in Hardoi, Mishved Rav Nachman, Ben Hardoi, have a version of Rav Nachman saying, Amri Halacha Kirbi Elozim Ben Azariah. So the more Vavel Gav the Lot Rav Nachman, a bummer called Dayan of the Doin Kirbi Elozim Ben Azariah, Hachim Hachit Yehav. Rav Nachman was so upset about the issue that he put a klala in effect. He said, any person who passes like Kirbi Elozim Ben Azariah should be, this and this should happen to him. President doesn't record what that was. So we pass like a Lozim Nazariah, which means a woman does not get the Tosefis Ksuva if the husband would die during Erison. She only gets the Tosefis Ksuva if he dies after Nisun. Sok Rashi. Matna Shkimirat. I'm back on the Tampa base. And it's Yichah Kinyan. Mashkim does not need a Kinyan. Shetito Chachamim, Chachamim instituted, Shetavar of Kiksubin and Kamasurin, that just by saying it has the equivalent of being written and given, the document that's given already, Shetitar of Daitolov, that he shouldn't become overwhelmed by this, if he feels it's not going to be effective and he's going to agitate it, and that's going to endanger his life. Vim Kosuba Kinyan, but they documented in the Shtar that there was a Kinyan. Amarav Arkave Atrei Rikshi. So he has it riding on two rechishes. Kamar Rechre HaRechish, the language is borrowed from the Megillah, that those who ride the rechish, this type of animal of travel. Klamar So that's the phrase. It's an idiom, which means nothing but shtei koiches. It gets both advantages, both strengths. Ayurisha Kosaboy, for the fact that the star says Kitakotzer when he's ill, but Rami Barsay and he's lying in his bed, and all the language was used for a star shtimira. So that's how they would start the document. When this person is ill and he's lying in his bed, so and so, he said that told us as a shimira, give to so and so and so and so. Right? So that's what kach shimira. He's given the advantages of the shimira. The fact that he wrote a kinyan, which only a healthy person needs that. So it has the advantages of a bori. Then the more explains what are those. So kayak mountainous bori, the advantage of being a mountainous bori, shim omad mikholyov, eno chazumi matanto. If he recovers from the illness, he cannot retract this present that he gave. Masha'en came to Shemira, which is not true if a person is only Shemira. So that's the advantage of being a mountainous bori, that he can't retract. So it's an advantage for the receiver, the recipient of the matana. And Marei came out in Shemira, Shem out in Shemira, Shem came out in bori. There's certain advantages of a shimira which a mountainous bori, I feel of a kinyan. There's certain things that a shimira is better than a bori, even the bori has a kinyan. Shim kasub in matana zu, if he writes in this document of gift, halvasi shalvesi leploini nesuna leploini, the loan which I've given to so and so is now the rights that collected are given to such and such. The plenty said to this person, "Halvasi leploni works. Vilagabi bori, mushum kinyan loikani be. Even with the kinyan, it will not work." Now, Rashi says, "She'ain matbeya nikta bechalipin el agav karka kibina bazov," because the loan is a form of a debt of money, and you cannot transfer money with a kinyan suitor. The only way you can transfer money is the kinyan of agav karka. But the zekanah imeis, if he dies, the reason why it will be kanah is because lo machmas kinyan, elo machmas derish kimira. So it won't work through the kinyan because the kinyan is not effective on a loan. It only works through derish kimira. Tosis. See, Rashi basically is on record now that, but you can transfer a loan through Kinyan Agav. Rashi says the reason why you can't transfer a loan is because it's like a coin, and a coin Kalipin doesn't work. And he, when you say loss of Kinyan in the Gemara, stop Kinyan means suitor, that's Kalipin. So Kalipin doesn't work by coins. But Rashi says, but Agav does. That's true. That Agav works for coins. So Rashi's equating a loan to coins means Agav will work for a loan. Tosha said that Tosha brings rise in the Gemara. The Morsel Chomer Masakam Mayim Shloshim. What is the Masakam Mayim Shloshim? Just to Kinyan Aga. Right. So Tosha says anyway. The problem of the loan is not that it's a coin. The problem is it doesn't exist. All it is it's a shibud. It's a lien. It's an ephemeral type of a thing. So Tosha says that Kinyan Agav doesn't work, and the reason why you can't do Kinyan Siddur is not because it's a coin, because it's not a coin, it's because it's a nothing. So Tosha does not like this Rashi.
Sorry, what
was the Shemira over the Bari? Transferring alone. The Gemara says the transfer alone. But Rashi says the reason why a mountainous bori doesn't work on a loan, because a mountainous bori is through the Kenyan Siddur, and you cannot be makna coins with chalipa, with Siddur. You can only make your makna coins is through agav. So Rashi is equating loans to coinage. Shmuel says, Shemuel Gomer believe like this, Elabishtar. Shem alahari kasev a kinyan. Shmuel says, I'm not sure. Maybe the reason why he put a kinyan in it. He wants to be better. Instead of relying on the Tkana de Rabbanan, he says, you know what? I want the Dafka Yere Ksiva of a Kenyan. Kibori. He means the regular halachas of Kenyan. So that's why he did a Kenyan. And the Stam Kenyan Ksiva, I mean, like we said before. And once we do a Kenyan Suter, he's supposed to document it. Okay, now Star Shimira in Okana Mikhaim. Shimira is not Chal when he's alive. Shre ain't died to Litun Klum El Achimisa. As long as he's alive, he wants it. We assume it means when he dies, if and when he dies, he wants it to take effect then. Rashi's gonna get to an aside in a moment. The problem is, so he wrote this document, says the moment of Kenyan, we have to assume, he said Shkimira means he means along those lines. But he said, I want to add the advantage of doing it through Kenyan. Well, you made it worse. Because if that's what's going to happen, you can't do it through Kenyan. The only way you can do it is through Shkimira. And Rashi says, one second. There is an opinion of... So in case a person's a bori, how does he get around this problem? So he makes it conditional from today. Mehayoyim, if I die. So when he dies, it takes effect retroactively from today. So he didn't write Mehayoyim in this document because Shimon doesn't write Mehayoyim. But he put a date on it. Well, there's an opinion that says, like, why are you dating this document? It's only effective for when he dies. So the real date, which is important, is when he dies. So why'd you put a date in? So that's Rabbi Yosef's shita. Philip Yosef the Omer Zmanos Hashem Mechiyecholov. The fact that you put a date on it indicates that you wanted to take effect from today, even though you did not say the words Mehayoyim or Meachshav. As a person writes on a day, he puts the date on top, and he says, "If I die." Such and such will take effect. So Rabbi Chaim says it's no good because im means when, and when it's too late. But Rabbi Chaim says no, but the fact that he wrote the date indicates he wants it to be effective from today. Because otherwise, well, who cares what day it is today? That's irrelevant. So why don't we say in this matna shkimira, which Shkimira is the moment of effect is supposed to be im when he dies, but since he dated it, it'll work retroactively. So Rashi says no im like a brilliant shidomer ma'asan hashem mechiyecholov. By man the Shkimira it's not going to work. Hani mi libibori a kosev benos nechasev libnoi lachem moisoi. For example, Kesebori is designating a certain property should go to this. He wants to be give to his son. When due to his death, so we say died to the laknuye goof hakarka me'ayoyim peres lachar miso. So we take the idea of Rabbi Yossi. We say what he really means me'ayoyim im. That means that there is something which actually takes effect today, which is what the property, the actual property, belongs to him. All usage belongs to me still. The property belongs to him. So the goof me'ayoyim and peres lachar miso. But he has no intent to give anything right now. So then Rabbi Yossi doesn't kick in. And once he dies, the Kenyan can't be effective. He's not here to give anything anymore. So that's Shmuel says. Shmina Mias, but we see from this whole conversation, the Rav Vasser Umdana also. Rav relies on Umdana. Sha'omid Daita Shazet, we estimate the La'arkeve Yachay Rikshi of it. They did it, even though it's not clear what he meant. We assume that this is what he meant. That he wanted to have both advantages, but not the disadvantages. Abishal Apirish, even though he did not say it explicitly, who cares? Mabak Rav, Amana Bahaki. Rav is willing to allow a person to take away from the Yorshim a piece of property based on our estimation. That's probably what he meant. So we rely on Umdana. So over here also, probably he only meant to be makter her the Tosefis from the Shabbat of the Suwan. El Tavayu Rabbi Rabbi Nosson, both Rabbi Nosson rely on Umdanot. They're arguing what level of connection do they need to make the Umdanot. Sure, Rabbeinu Rashi says it's Rav. So Tosafos doesn't like that because so then like why did the Mora say it? And that we have this machlokes Tistayim. I should bring you a raya that Rav is the one who said Yehalok Rabbi Losev and Azaria. The Amar Bizev Aradimi Mishum Rabbeinu. Like why did the Mora go through that process, which that you would expect to have if we have an Amora who says explicitly that Rav said X. We, you know, why shouldn't we accept that? So Tosafos says no. The Rabbeinu is Rebbe. Tosafos says so. Then there was we have to say that there was two Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Avdimis. One of them was actually a Talmud of Rebbe. And then there's another one which was not a Talmud of Rebbe. It was later. Halacha l'maaseh like Rashi Hashas Kaposik Shkeinim Rebbegamer Bnei Yeshiva. So what's the last phrase? The last phrase is after all this conversation. Yes, no, yes, no. The Bnei Yeshiva means Ravashi. They had the final discussion about it, and they came to the conclusion that Allah is like Rabbi Nazariah. So that's what that last phrase means. Okay. Something more. Boy Rovin. So now that we pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that she only gets the Tosefis from the Suwan and onwards. They had Chuppah, and then he died before they had Bia. Does she get the Tosefis or not? Chibas Chuppah kaina, or Chibas Bia kaina? We said that it's the extra aura of closeness which the Suwan creates. Does that mean referring to the chuppah element? The fact that they now, chuppah means the fact that she's been brought into his home? Or it means the actual act of the fact that they had relations together?
Did it pass in like Rabbi Elazar and Azari both for a different almost, or just for a
group? Both. Okay. Toshma. Marcel, let's bring a right to Robin Shaila. The Tony Rabbi Yosef quoted a Brisa that the language of the Brisa says the Mishnah says Shakosa Elam Anas Nekonsa. The language of the Brisa Rabbi Yosef quoted was Shakosa Ela Alchibis Laila Harishan. That so that's a short, clear language. It says Chibis Laila Harishan. So now, Siyim Rishlama Chibis Chupa Kaina. It's the endearment which the Chupa generates. How did Zamar Laila Harishan that first night together? Aliyamr Chibis Bia Kaina. Bia Ba Laila Harishan Isa Mikan Meilach Lesa. B is an ongoing thing. So what was it with the first night? The Mor says 1 second. Velamai chuppah. So it means chuppah. Chuppah belayla isa b'yamam alessa. You can't do it by day. Okay. V'tameich. Bia belayla isa b'yamam alessa. You can't do bia by day. So mikra then you can't do bia by day. But homer rova im hayabayis ofel. If the house is dark, if you darken, you cover the shades, you cover the windows, mutter. So it's possible to bia by day. So Mursa's holakasha, that's not a kasha. Or Ara Kamashalon, the Bia Belila. So we understand in general that the Bia is Belila. So if it's referring to Bia, we understand why it says Lila. Alakhupa Kasha, but if you say it means chupa, what to do with nighttime? Mursa says chupa namelu kasha. Well chupa also that it's not conclusive. Why? Keeping the stam chupa the Bia Kaima. Arach Ara Kamashalon the Belila. In general, that the act of bringing her to his home would take effect by night because the goal of the chuppah was the bia. So, So the Gemara says this brisa would not prove one way or the other. Okay. Boy Ravashi. Nidlus of the Chuba appears to Nidah. They did Knesset of the Chuba, and then she became a Nidah before they had Bia, and then he died. Mao. So what's the question? In Tim Zalarmar, Chibas Chuba Karna. If we say that in general, Chuba is enough, you don't need Bia. But maybe it's only Chuba the Chaz, you'll be a chuppah which has in it the potential for bia, that type of chuppah, that chiba is enough for him to want to be makla. Of a chuppah that will cause the bia, loy, adimah loy shna. But a chuppah which cannot lead to bia yet, so maybe that type of chuppah is not enough of a chiba that he meant to be makla to the tzefis. And therefore she would not get the Tzefis if he died then. But the Malush, no. She versus Teku. You know, so the Rama Mashita is whenever you have two successive Shilas, you know, the first Shila is more says A or B. More says, well, if B is true, what about C or D? Right? So the halacha is, the fact that the Mor is continuing the conversation on the side of B means you pass in side B. So it means the fact that Rav Ashi is discussing if you say chuppah is kainam, it means that we hold chuppah kainam. So the chiv is chuppah is enough for the chiv of Tosefis, but we're not sure in the case of Pirsut Nida. So that's taken, that remains as a shayla.
I don't understand. I mean, it says that, you know, they had chuppah and then she became Anida. So in between that time, then it was Roy.
It's a good question. Let's see Rashi. The interesting Russian Rashi. Mao. So the more shallow the rule is in the laws of Nazari. Fine. Upirs in Nida. Upirs Mimena. Umes. So Rashi says that there was a their parish. So what does Rashi mean? They're a parish. It doesn't mean that it means that because the halacha is in the case of a woman is pierced and needed before they've had bia together, they can't live together. They can't live b'yichud together. So that's almost by definition the opposite of chuppah. So that undermines any that chiba wasn't effective because they was forced to retract it by being parish from her. They can't live together during that time. A woman is a nida, and they've had bia together. They're allowed to live together, but they haven't had bia together yet, because they'll not allow them to be together because they're afraid that they would not be able to control themselves. So that's like almost retroactively undermine the significance of the chuppah. It's like the opposite of chibas chuppah. It's not just, you know, does he need to keep his bia? It's the opposite. That's what Rashi is saying. So that would say, even though there was a moment of chuppah, since she became a nida then, before they had bia, that almost like retroactively like undermines that, so she would lose the right. If that's true, she would lose the right to the ksuba. Tosefis, yeah.
Isn't that a little immodest to separate them? I mean, it kind of shows that she's in need at that point.
Well, Mazon Chazal, first of all, they the reality of life was that they couldn't control that because they, you know, if you do, your person's a kayan, each truma. When his wife became a nida, everything she would touch would become tame. So every month when she was a nida, she would go to live in a separate place. That's the way it was. That's what happens when you have taharas. Right? Now, let's say he wasn't a kohen, he was a chacham. They also were makban on taharas. So also, all their wives would have to separate. Right? Amaratim claimed that they were careful on taharas. They also had their wives separate. So that was his life. That's the way it was. Okay?